Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. It's so good to be here. I was so looking forward to today. We got Paulo in the house. Okay. Little chat people, if for some reason you're not able to get in the chat, just refresh, and if that doesn't work, go ahead and reboot your browser. Welcome everyone listening via all the podcast stations, iTunes, FM Player, et cetera, and those of you listening to the archives, you're with us all the time. Maybe not right now, presently, but you will be. There's Yoshi. Yoshi's in the house. Getting my decaf Americano. If you're in the chat and you want to ask questions, you need to log in. If you're coming in as a guest, you won't be able to ask questions. But if you do want to, just all you have to do is just sign up or just log in. If you're listening via phone and you have a question or a comment or you want to talk, please press 1 on your keypad. And those of you that are just surfing in, zooming in, the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, and that gets you in the queue. We have artist extraordinaire, healer, psychic, Buddha Bella laugher, Paulo with us. You guys have been asking for Paulo to come back, and it finally worked out in his schedule. So he's in the chat, and he's going to be on air live, and we're going to be diving into this energetic cycle of what's happening. We're at a major turning point this year, and a lot of you have been feeling it. Hey, Sue. Hey, Paulo in the chat, and Tamara, and guests, welcome. Good to have you all here. So, okay, I wanted to address something. I don't know. I've been having people email me certain things, and it's so interesting. And I will email you back. Those of you that email me you know, privately and have questions, or you want questions answered, or you have questions about the show or feedback, I do appreciate, you know, you doing that, taking the time to do this. So I had a listener say that at the beginning of the program or through, I give too many links. I'm telling people, you guys, what I will share with all of you, not everything is for everybody. I may not be everybody's cup of tea, you know. I like to keep it real, and like you can hear Yoshi, you can hear me getting my tea or my coffee or whatever. That's kind of like how I like to roll, you know. Maybe when I'm doing other shows, it won't be like that, but maybe it will. I just think I get a lot of feedback of people saying, oh, I feel like I'm right with you, you know. But I have a lot of people emailing me. Because not everybody, this is what's so interesting. You guys, those of you that, like, have some criticism, you're, you know, what's that Rihanna song, like, the only girl in the world? You're not. I listen to everybody. Like, when we first started doing this program, I think it was a half an hour program on cosmic dimensions, and it was just a little bit of a talk, but then I was, like, interviewing. And then we did, I think, a full 2 hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, it was all guests. And I got, I cannot tell you, 50 to probably over 100 emails at the time of people saying, we love having your guests, but we also like when you talk or can you do readings? So I listened. So I listened because this is a community. This isn't just about me or what I want. Some of you say, okay, don't say your website, you know, don't say, you know, email awakenings at pod, you know, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Why do I do that? Because people do not, everybody doesn't listen online. A lot of the listeners listen in the car, on the go, they download the podcast. They don't have the links. They don't want to go to the links. They don't want to, you know, and I get a lot of people emailing me and saying, Michelle, you don't talk about enough about what you do. I want to do your workshop. I missed your workshop. Or people are, you know, Facebook messaging me questions or, you know, I want to be on your show or here's a topic suggestion. So I have to say, please don't Facebook message me. Email Sadie, the producer, at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. I say that not because, by the way, you listeners that are new listeners that are like, oh, I unsubscribed you because you mentioned your links too much. Well, I do that because the other listeners, a lot of them, are asking me to do this. So that's why I do it. People are on the go. I cannot tell you the way people listen to the show. I got somebody the other day. They're like, I'm at the airport. I'm listening to you. I'm driving in the car coming back from Florida, and I'm listening to you. People got places to be. They're not, you know, they're not sitting in front of their computer looking at the show description and going, oh, I can find Michelle at soulplayground.life, or I can sign up for her blog. No, people need, they want reminders, and so I'm going to continue to do it. And I really feel like I've heard other shows where they do a lot of ads. It's like, if you cannot handle me sharing, like because when I'm talking to people, I keep it real. It's like, okay, you're having trouble or you want to learn to meditate, go to my YouTube channel, Light Being 21. Go to that my YouTube channel or go to my website, you know, soulplayground.life. Download this. This will help you. This is about resources, you know. So I just have to say to all, the one person, actually it's only been two people out of all the hundreds, but actually hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have that listen, you know, weekly and monthly. It's not a lot of you. I would accommodate you. However, there's more people that are asking me and reminding me, you don't talk enough about what you do or where we can find you or what the workshop is or how do you get your blog. Okay, so that's my little piece. That's all I have to say. And I love you new listeners, but it's like, you know what? Like, you know, you got to adapt too. You know, you got to adapt. You can call in, you can get your free readings, you can listen to great insights and great guests and lovely energy and intuition and wisdom in the chat. It's an amazing community, but I can't like totally accommodate only you. I have to keep the balance as to what people are asking me for. And if you want, I'll send you all the emails because I keep all the emails that, you know, and I'm getting better. I'm getting better about saying what I'm doing, what are my workshops coming up. I'm getting better. Because why? Because people email and ask me. So I'm doing what people ask me because it's a community. It's not about me. Oh, Tamara, thank you. This kind of thing is in the air, Michelle. Tamara, I love Tamara. You're so wise. I've experienced a few things like this recently too. Yeah, you know what? And I just want to, I can't believe it. It's kind of like, when people say stuff like that, I'm like, I'm telling you, the Rihanna song, are you the only little girl in the world? You know, I'm like, are you the only person, you know, in the world? You know, or, and what it is, it's like back in my acting days, I talked about this. Critics, people that don't do criticize. I rarely, I mean, I will criticize somebody like, okay, if something is truthful or, you know, if something might be old paradigm. But by the way, I admire anybody that does a show like this or gets up on the stage or, you know, or has a children. You know what I mean? Anybody that's stepping out of their comfort zone and being vulnerable, doing a poetry reading. That's why you guys see me on Instagram and Facebook, those of you that were friends or you follow me, that when I'm going to my next level, I want to try new things and take a risk. And by no means am I perfect. I mean, by the way, inside joke, my new name is my code name. My nickname is going to be Madam Butterfly. I can have a little drama here and there, you know. But you know what? It's like with the great sages. It's what my teacher Muktananda said, Gurumayi, for sure Sogo Rinpoche, the Dalai Lama. It's like, hopefully what happens, and really, if you really are on a path and you're becoming more aware, more awake, more enlightened, you kind of aren't going to take yourself as seriously. You're going to see the humanness in the whole thing and be more okay with that. You're going to be less guarded. And what I would say is one kind of sign that you're not really becoming more awake and aware or evolved is when you take yourself too seriously and you have all these shoulds and you're so upset, like, you know, because we surprise ourselves. We're so conscious. We're doing our meditations. We're doing our spiritual practice, you know, working on ourselves, clearing emotionally. But you're going to have moments. And maybe those moments are going to be hours or days. I don't know. You know, maybe you get freak out. Maybe you get over emotional, you know, like Madame Butterfly. That's an inside joke. See the play, see the opera. But what I'm finding is, I feel like it is more courageous to be vulnerable. And, you know, we have Paulo on. One of the reasons that everybody loves him is he is so open and vulnerable. He just says it like it is and just shows up like it is. And that's been kind of my learning, you know. And for many of you out there, it's the perfect girl or perfect guy syndrome and trying to do the right thing all the time. You know, it's like, why? There's no prize. So I'm really finding in my more of my awakening is the more human I can be and the more vulnerable. Some of you, I've been talking about this, I'm initiating more. I'm having to. Somebody very close to my life is requiring that. And, you know, it's kind of like being naked on a branch. You know, the wind is going, you know, you're getting exposed. But why not if you really want something? And you see this with great artists, right? You see this with anyone that takes a chance and puts what it is out there, you know, say hard on their sleeve, but it's what you want. And what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing this in some of my clients as well, is it's the fear of looking stupid sometimes, or not hip or cool, or that you're going to make a mistake that holds people back. But yet that's what you need to do. That's what you need to break through to really shine. Because who is the one that is afraid of looking weird, you know, or stupid, or, you know, human, for God's sake, is the ego. So anyway, I feel like we're in this time period right now where a lot of, there's a lot of instances to be more, I'll just let you ocean, to be more real, right? And you guys have, you know, those of you that have been traveling with me for quite a long time, you've seen my growth, my evolution, and opening more, and hopefully I do any more. You know, I'm taking baby steps. But that's where it's at, and that's how you can tell, am I evolving? Is my heart opening more? Am I being truthful with myself, and is it okay for me to not be perfect? I would say we're not perfect, but we're perfected in form. Our form, the way we come in and how we are, is perfect, and especially once we kind of clear the debris, and even the debris is perfect. You know, it's like trying to clean, you know, I look at my backyard and my deck and I'm like, leaves are always on it. You can't always clear the leaves, right? Let's see. Paulo is saying vulnerability is personal power of accept. Woo! Pauliki! Got to get him in the house. Crystal Bowles Gretna is saying, I've always told my kids that when they came up on the energy, what is it? Don't give it energy. Don't get what energy? The drama? To not meet drama with drama, not to meet violence with violence, Crystal Bowles is saying. Yes, Tamara is saying, I believe we're learning to meet that kind of criticism or judgment by not meeting with more of the same. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, Tamara. I think that, you know, in this life, we are going to get hurt. We're going to hurt. We're going to hurt others. We're going to hurt ourselves. Feelings are going to get hurt. There's bruising. But to say that that's part of life, you know, a lot of times I get people asking me, especially if they're going through a time period where a lot of stuff is going wrong for them. And I've been there, believe me. And I've, you know, back in the day, especially when you're doing good work and helping people, you're like, why am I going through this? Why God? Why me? Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? That's the humanness, you know? But like the Dalai Lama, he laughs at it. He laughs at his anger. You know, he loses his temper and he laughs at, oh, what shows that you're not evolving or you're not very conscious is when you hold on to it and you identify that this is the way that I am. And we're all going to do things that are kind of embarrassing. I mean, that's just the nature, you know. But it's how long you hold it onto it. Do you marinate in it? Do you keep holding on and marinating and identify with this? Something that is so fleeting that is gone. And the other day I was working with, do some couples counseling, and the woman was saying, I just feel so bad. I just feel like, and I'm like, okay, what? Whoops. Allow a whoops, you know, allow your whoopsies. Oh my God, you guys, right by my window is a crow, which signals magic, new medicine and magic. Very powerful. Okay, so we're going to be diving in. Yeah, Tamara, crow, right, huge one, by, right at the branch, the tree by my window, just huge, came in when I was doing that sharing. Powerful, pro magic, you know, and it's like you can eat crow, right? It's okay to eat crow. It's okay. Trust me. Okay, everyone. 347-539-5122 is the number. Press 1 on the keypad to get on air, and we're going to be. Paula's going to be joining us now. Thank God. Paulo's been a psychic since his first breath. He believes it is time to meld all cultures and join in the dance of life. And as Amaji states, we're all in service. He's known many spiritual leaders and galactic travelers that continue to break through the old patterns and assist in demystifying ancient dogmas to use the spiritual insights and wisdom in our everyday life. That's what he brings it to the everyday. Many of you know him also through his, not just his readings and healing work, but also his art, his drawing, his painting, and, of course, his ancient bling jewelry line. Let's bring him on, and we will get to callers. Hello, Paulo. Welcome.
Oh, hello.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Look at what Tamara put in the chat. Paulo always brings a healthy sense of humor and a little crow medicine.
Yes, that's
you do.
True. That's true. I'm the fart insurance.
For sure. That's right. Oh, God.
But someone, if someone has to have that space where just nothing applies to it, nothing adheres to it, you know, it's
right.
Almost like have a blank canvas, you have it all. You know, just like being the color white, you're empty. And the beautiful quote I love of that is Zumi. What's the guy?
Rumi.
Yeah, him. Yeah, he says Rumi. When the body empties, God fills it with mother of pearl and incense, and it's just like that. It's when the body empties, you become iridescent, and you're able to soak in all of the magic of the universe and yet be in a form to manifest it, bring it here, and enjoy it.
Love that. Bring it here and enjoy it? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Crystal Bowles is saying, that's me, embarrassing moment. Let's talk about this energy, Paulo, because even Tamara is saying there's so much of this going on. I had like a little freak out. I got to tell you guys, I don't get into like details, you know, dirty little details, but I had my little emotional moment, my Madame Butterfly moment. And I'm like, wow. But the person that was embracing of it, and it was kind of a little weird misunderstanding. But I don't know. When I do this now, although it's a little embarrassing and silly, but also my heart tingles a little more and open. And it's like, I don't know, I feel a little extra relief from being human. Like I don't have to have it all knitted together.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on with us, Paulo?
that's the way it's going right now with the time. The time is becoming so quick that being in a place of our headspace conjuring up something to take control is getting harder. It's getting harder. And access
is that
to
what it is?
It's getting harder with that, with the time change of everyone, and especially relationships. So relativity is changing. The relationships between everyone is changing. Time, we're all down to little texties, and we're all down to little three little letters, LOL, BIE. I don't even know, so FYI, I don't know. There's, you know, and I thought about, well, it's me. I'm the one that has to interpret that message. Like, they could say LOL,
okay,
and I thought, you know, I could say, oh, yeah, laugh out loud. I'd be laughing at me. Now it's back in my court, and I have the ball.
Okay.
And it's up to me to say, oh, they, you know, that person must be angry with me because they put it all in caps.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could say, well, the person just had the cap sign on and just kept typing. So it's up to me to make importance out of it all. So it's up to us to create our own universe, especially now. It's up to us to accept the magic. We don't have to live in it. We don't have to totally agree with any of it.
Wow.
We just have to accept. And to accept is putting your head below your heart, because your heart has no questions and your head has no more answers. Get rid of the head. Decapitate us. Just decapitate.
Robin Williams what?
Well, Robin Williams had a film where he was a floating head. Because he had all this nonsense coming out of his brain. Yeah, it's our heads are full of nonsense. And you leave us alone, and we're going to create it all. We're going to create the monsters. We're going to create the angels, and we have, and we should. But we don't have to live with it. We don't have to be ruled by it anymore. It is not the director, the great direct guy, Cecil B. DeMille. We're up, the face in the head is taking the close-up while we're really feeling things. We're really doing things with our lives. And that's the beginning of what it is about the time change. That's the beginning of the acceptance of Aquarius, which is coming.
Well, you know, Aquarius is like, it does rule like uniqueness. You could even say oddballs. It's like the people that think a little differently. Is it, we're celebrating, a couple of questions. Are we celebrating this more? And then also, if you talk, I like what you said about it's our interpretation of what's happening to us.
Yes.
You know,
it's up to us to interpret.
It's up to us.
What are we taking in? Are we taking, if we're taking in sorrow, then is the sorrow current? Or is that sorrow something we've been housing and it reminded us we still have something to work with? So we're looking at our own library, in a sense. Every cell in our body is a book or an experience. This is what we're here to do. We're here to, you know, fling open the book. But before, we were so engrossed in the dharma of it, in the dogma of it, in what words were. And now these kids are saying, no, I have a life now. I want to live. Don't sit me down and talk to me. You're just telling me what your head is saying. I am me. I want to express. I want to grow. I want to be. And they're finding the kids in, I believe, Norway or Iceland who do that. These kids don't sit in class. They're active. They're the most expedient learners and above all the curve. So what is it?
Right.
You know, we don't have that, excuse me, the old male run energy. The energies are now coming to a blend. We're coming to that midheaven of life where we're accepting our male, we're accepting our female. What is the difference? Gender has changed. Gender is no longer in this one little specific male, female. It's all over the place. You've got, there we go with those letters again. You got the GB, TB, DB, all those things, you know,
IRL,
you're a gender transitional guy who rides bikes. You're a TGV bike. You know, they do it. So we're accepting.
Yeah, it's all,
acceptance. It's acceptance.
Wow. I love that.
I love that.
Acceptance.
It is.
You know, and it is. It's so interesting because it's, I think that's the hardest thing, is this accepting yourself and how you are. And when you can do that and you can be around people that can accept you as well, powerful, right?
Yes, yes. I met a very well, he thought he was very important. I thought he was a very good artist, and certainly an interesting being, a human being, Salvador Dali. I had the experience of meeting him, and he said to me, and I don't know why he said it to me because I didn't ask him anything, but he said to me, I give my richness in painting. I give my vision. I give my heart, my soul, whatever I can give, I give it. And I expect that in return. And I've always kind of thought, wow, that may not be the realm I'm in of it. But you know what I do? I expect those to treat me as I would treat them. I'm trying to be the best being I am, whether I'm good at it or not. I'm sure I fall short a lot, but I expect that.
Me too.
I'm open to that. You know, yeah. And there's another one where I expect you to come in, and if you want to talk to me and you want me to talk to you, then we both have to have that acceptance again there. We have to be open to not looking at our differences, because Rumi, and lovely Rumi again, said, when the stem of the wine glass breaks, then there is no communication.
Right.
Judgment. You become the judge. And that's because you can't drink and celebrate. You can't drink. You can't drink with a broken stem. You see?
Right.
So I believe it's time to just screw the stem anyway, but just drink.
Drink on the bottle.
You know?
Drink, whatever. Right, drink from the fountain of life. The fountain of life. I think you're right. I think that there's. I'm feeling it. Tamara Singh in the chat also. I think there's this opening, and then Tamara, the heart understands living from the presumption of innocence.
Yeah, it is
that, right?
Yes.
It's so.
And innocence is powerful. Innocence is powerful. Oh my gosh. Because that, you know, if you come to someone and you're innocent, then it's up to them to show where they're coming from, because you're not adding anything to it. The Zuni Indians, when you see a Zuni fetish of a bear and you see the lightning swallowing the lightning in the Zuni fetish, you'll see it if you Google it, everybody. But anyway, they're little fetish bears. They carve them in stone, and then they put a lightning bolt in the middle of the bear, swallowing it. And what they feel is that they come into life as this great burst of energy, giving who they are. And by that, they're not accepting any kind of other energy, so that when they leave the planet, they're clear of having done their best for everyone that has come into contact with them, like lightning. When lightning strikes, you know, it's a powerful medicine. It's a very powerful medicine, because there's no other like it. There's nothing like it. And that's how we are. We have to see ourselves as this iridescent lightning bolt. That's what we are. That's what we bring to the show here.
And we never know when it's going to strike or how it's going to strike. We don't know. I can attest to that.
You can see Paulo is full of it today, you know.
Yeah, you got it, Paulo. But that's why people, I'm telling you from the beginning of the year, when's Paulo coming back? And Paulo, what I love, and I can say this, you know, as you being on the show, and then also we've known each other for a long time, you do bring that. I mean, even personally, those of you that are listening, this is not like a TV or radio personality. Paulo brings the requirement to show up as you are, and if you are showing up as you're not, you do mention that to people. You do say, you know.
Oh, I do.
By the way.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
And it doesn't matter what status you are. He will.
I've always
you know.
Had the ability to cut through. Yeah, I've had the big cut through
gift.
Yeah, because I just don't, I can't, I'm here on the planet. I'm here to do what I do. And I, when I was younger, I had no, my ego said, no, we don't have time for this. I don't care about certain things. And in, right. in a sense, if you're coming from you're not who you are. And if you're not who you are, it resonates in your voice to me. I can hear it. I can see it in a mm-hmm. photograph. I can see people hiding. I can see all of that because I am all of that. That's my path. Mm-hmm. My path is the wounded healer. Mm-hmm. As you go up the mountain, you're creating you're collecting all of this power. But then there comes a point in your life where you descend into the lowest part of the valley. And the thing mm-hmm. of now in my life, I'm in that part of life where now I'm ascending again. So now I have yeah. all that experience to draw from. My toy chest is really full, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, Paula, what would you say to people that are, you know, because there's some, you know, pretty, for some static, but, you know, intense and charged times right now. Those that are descending, those. That aren't
how did they
deal and how did they stay connected to themselves, their truth?
Yes. Okay, well, that's it. That's the whole thing. You know you're descending, but also inside of you, you know when you were up, because if you didn't know you were up, how do you know you're descending? If you hadn't had that rich taste of a wonderful piece of cherry pie, and somebody gave you an apple pie, how would you know it's not cherry? So you've had that experience of the best of you. You have that experience of the wholeness of you, of the wellness of you. It's inside of you. So all you have to do is go, oh, this is not part of me right now. I'm going through that right now. But believe me, there's part of me that knows when I was this. When I work with people mm-hmm. and they say, oh, my daughter, she's just being she's being who she is. And
right.
that's not, it's not mm-hmm. in accordance with the mother, okay? And I tell them, I
right.
say, you know what you need to do? You need to find a photograph of that photograph of your daughter, the daughter you know, the daughter who communicates with you, not the daughter that is in the daughter now that you're not approving of, because you just need to communicate with that really beautiful life you brought into this planet. You need to communicate with that and see. And if you're not really on with that and you're doing something else, it's not going to work. She's not going to listen to you. But if you're really mm-hmm. coming from your heart and speaking your truth and your power, she's there with you. She's part of you. She came from you. Blood is thicker mm-hmm. than water and all of that stuff. But, you know, mm-hmm. I had an experience like that. I had a real experience like that because I was operating as myself usually, which is crazier than, you know, nuts. And it was my birthday.
Right.
And my girlfriend took me out and she was going to buy me something. So she took me to a one of those malls or something. And I'm in a furniture store. I saw this periwinkle leather Italian sofa, and I said, "Oh, I really want that." She said, "No, my budget isn't thousands."
Of course,
I know we've known each other for a couple of months, you know. But I couldn't help it. I had to go towards the sofa, and she's trying to pull me away to the toaster ovens, and I'm going, "No, I've got to be near this sofa." So I go near the sofa. And I know she's not going to buy it, but I'm sitting on the sofa and I say, this is the sofa. This is it. And then we go home because obviously I don't want the sofa, but I just had to be there. I get home and there's a message from my roommate saying, your mother has just had a stroke. And I thought, oh, okay.
Oh.
And everybody's ready. Oh, we'll get you tickets. We'll fly you. You know, you need to fly to her. You need to go to, she was in Chicago. She was in California. You need to be with her. And I said, okay. But I took a photograph that I have of my mother, and I said, no, I'm going to go. I'll be back, and we'll do what you need to do. But I'm going to go. And I went to the forest, and I sat with my back against a tree, and I'm looking at this photograph of my mother, and I said, oh, mother, you thought you had a stroke. The doctors think you had a stroke, but you're fine. I can see you're really healthy, mother. You're really strong. And I, that, you know, it was, you just wanted to shake people up. So you played some drama. Okay, mother, you're allowed to do that. But you didn't really have a stroke. And I'm having this conversation with her. As I get back home, my roommate said, well, they called back and they thought it was a stroke. It really wasn't a stroke. She just had a and I thought,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's the mother I know. She's a little dramatic that way. So we're there. We're connected to each other. We're not apart. We're all connected in every way.
Mm. Right.
I love that. Yeah.
I do too. So the energies, you know, and I'm part of hearing what you're saying, like what's happening this cycle, it seems like it's just more showing up uncensored or unfiltered.
Yeah.
Unplugged, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe even
yeah.
Unglued. I don't know. But
unglued,
you know,
is
like
good too. Yeah.
Acoustically. Yeah, acoustically.
You know,
just show up, you know. Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, it started with, and what a visionary vocalist was Seal. And he came out with that song, "You Have to Be a Little Bit Crazy to Make It in This World." It, you know, all around
us.
Oh,
that's right. Yes, wow.
Miracle. Every one of us who is listening now, every one of us, all around us is a miracle. And it's just up to us to know, to accept it as that. And whatever you need in your life, it's there for you. You know, I learned this on the island of Hawaii. I used to go out in the morning when the Japanese would collect the seaweed for their soup. And you have to know how the seaweed is. You have to know the color of it. And it's all in Japanese, so I couldn't really do it. But I kind of watched them. And that morning, one of the Japanese women got stung by a stingray. Mm-hmm. And the women came right away. They went to the seaweed of a different color that they were collecting that was growing along the ocean there, and they applied that on her sting, and it just went way down. It went way down. So right there, she had that trauma, and right there, she also had the solution. And that's what life is. It's right there. It's right for us. All we need to
do
is grab it. Yeah.
Yes. Now, Tamara put in the chat, I love this.
If
you want love, what?
If you want love, it's right there. You're not seeing it, maybe, because who knows? But it's there. It's always there.
Right.
And it
it's
may come in
there.
A different form. It may come in a different way that you're, you know. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to us to now paint the canvas of life. And it always has been. And really, all of this is illusion. It's all illusion. So get out there and get your paints and paint, honey. Paint.
Wow.
It's your life.
Look at I know, right? And Tamara put, because she says, it takes courage to keep heart open and into a room heart first rather than head first.
Yeah.
And
because,
it is a little, right?
Do you know that's physical also? People enter a room with their heads. They don't.
Yeah.
And if you watch who enters the room with their heart, it's usually gladiators. It's usually people that are right there fighting. And right there they lead with their chest. And they lead with the heart. People who lead with the head,
courage.
No.
Oh, wow. It's a passion. I'm really, and Tamara's saying I'm doing this, yes. And she says, I was thinking of the physical appearance too. Yes, you can see it. And it is interesting. I'm noticing even this event that I did on Sunday where I did the opening talk and meditation, and then I did the closing little talk and meditation for Dance for Diversity. And I was so, I don't know, more myself. And it's just an interesting thing when you kind of step away and you can feel that you're not censoring, you know, as much. I mean, we still to some degree, but you know, you're just being and it's being received. And I think, you know, whether it's personal or in a group setting or business, and I think that's what's wrong with the culture, especially corporate culture. They don't want you to show up as you. There's a role. And I feel like as we get more connected to the soul, then the soul alignment,
right.
You know, it's like show up as you are. And even as me, as conscious as I am and, you know, consciously on a path, I still see areas where, you kind of didn't say the whole thing. You kind of were hiding. You didn't have your heart open as much because of fear of rejection or looking stupid or whatever, you know, not fitting in. It's that button of belonging, the belonging button. But, right, Paul, what happens, though, when you do start living more authentically, you resonate to your soul frequency, your signature frequency, and you start attracting people that do accept you, that do get you more than when you're trying to mold into something else that you're not quite. And that
I would go a step further.
Okay.
That basically you are who you are. And I would let go of who's accepting you, because once you let go of that, then there is that's what I'm saying. There is the magic there. There is the acceptance.
Okay.
You see? But you've got to let go of the acceptance to get the acceptance. It's ironic.
Oh, I love that police.
You gotta
let go. Should we get to
like I had a I had a friend who said, "Oh, he's really one of a kind, I'll tell you that." And he came to me and he said, "Oh, I figured it out. I figured out life. I love the beginning of this." And he said, "I figured it out, and now I don't have to return." And I thought, you know what? Just in those two sentences, you already told me you're returning. Because that's exactly what came out of your mouth. I figured out life, and I don't want to return. Well, in that sentence, if you're not judging it, what are you hearing? I figured out life and returning. Oh, good. You're going to come back and figure it out again. Oh, you just said that. That's what they're confirming. The universe is like our ancestors. They're not here to judge us. They're here to see what we're manifesting. And we manifest just as a bird, one of the ancient creatures here on Earth, which is another subject. But their song, we have a song. What song are you singing? Are you singing, well, I got up today and my coffee was cold and I should have gotten there and I missed the bus. That's your song.
Right.
And if you attach yourself to that song, that's what you manifest. How many times I hear, you know, a person is faced with a new situation and they right away say, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. First thing out of their mouth, I can't do that. Well, then you can't. Okay. I was very, very aware of what people said when I was very young, and especially around parties, because, you know, we all were young and the world was crazy, you know, and all that. Plus, people were frightened, and they were very frightened. And their boundaries were looser, let's say. They didn't have a real good judgment. And so I would kind of walk in and say, oh, okay, I hear you. And it would be time to leave the party, and they'd say, oh, no. I just feel if I get in my car, I'm going to have an accident. And I said, oh, well, that's what you just said. So you're not getting in your car. I'm driving you. Because you just said you're going to have an accident. I am not stupid. You just told me, what your agenda is going to be. I like you. I don't want you to have an accident. So I'm listening to your song.
Paula, we have one question in the chat. We have, and then we'll get to callers. That's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. We're getting to your calls. But Crystal Bowles Gretna said, how about a balance of both head and heart?
That's the balance of head and heart.
Okay.
The balance of head and heart is when you come from your heart. Because your heart doesn't have agenda. It doesn't have questions. It doesn't have answers.
So the head is there anyway. You're saying we need to bring in more heart because we're already in the head, is what you're saying. We're in our head.
Yeah,
so it's bringing in more of the heart.
Right. The head's – we're not separate. We're not separate. It's not a separate being. But it's about coming from our heart to accept our head, because the head's crazy. You got to be crazy.
Right.
You got to accept that. So, it is a balance of life. You know, if you look at the first tarot deck, the first card, the magician, it's one of the major arcana. And it states as magic. Magic is desire. Well, we all desire something. Our ego desires, our heart desires, our body desires. Where does, you know, desire is part of our being. And it is above and below. And when you desire and that desire manifests back to you, that's magic, alchemy. Mm. That's changing.
Mm-hmm.
And changing is what we are doing. We are putting our heart up, though, not the head anymore. the head would go out there and then, oh, now we need to create all of this dogma to pacify, to justify the head, oh, to make it so it's right. But the heart doesn't give a shit. Excuse my English. The heart doesn't give a shit. It goes up there and it says, this is my heart, honey. I'm not here to explain myself. I'm not here to defend myself. I'm sharing what my heart, or as you say, Michelle, I'm sharing my soul. I'm sharing my soul to you. And that is what our expression is sharing the heart and the soul. Just like that
and
song
the
in the 50s, Heart and Soul. Heart and soul. La 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 la. So it's about that.
Okay. 415-416, we're getting the callers. Heart and soul. Gotta see a couple bars. Dun, dun, dun. Hi. Who is this?
That's the one song I can play on the piano.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
You're further along than I can. I think I did chop it and that's all. Who are you on the phone?
This is Kate from San Francisco.
Hey, Kate.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Always up there.
Thank you.
I'm up in there. I'm up in that big area, honey.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to ask Paulo about.
How can we be of service to you, my dear?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would like. I've been dreaming with animals a lot, and a lot of animals, like five, like Dr. Doolittle dreams, like 5 or 10 animals around me.
Wow.
And so, if there are any, if you could help me. Interpret
okay,
that one,
give me
or
give me
the meaning.
Give me. I'm going to talk to your heart now. What is your name?
Okay, Kate.
What's your name?
Kate.
I'm talking to your heart, Kate. What is your heart saying? Is a primary strong animal that you have around you? The primary one.
It was a brown bird with blue, light blue streaks on it.
Ooh. Okay. And so that's the main magic here we're talking. So the bird song, as I was talking before, is that you see all inclusively. You see everybody's side of the story. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and but you know what? You add that little light at the end. That's the blue. I was living in an ashram in the Himalayas. And I was absolutely painting. They paint the deities on the outside of their ashrams up there. And I was on a little 2x4. I was sitting on a 2x4, and they dropped me over this mountain. So there was about 75, 50 feet below me. Okay, and I was sitting there. Here I am at the top of the Himalayas on a 2x4, painting Ganesh, painting some kind of deity, right? And I'm thinking, oh, Paulo, what did you get yourself into now? And because here I am, I'm on this 2x4 and a couple of ropes, and all of a sudden I see a big storm coming, you know, the Himalayas, right? And the storm comes right at me, and I get hit with all the cold and the rain, and then I'm almost falling off the log, and then it leaves in a couple of minutes. And I'm like, whoa, that's the fastest storm I've ever been through. And I'm going through this, and there's this little bird, and it's hanging out with me, and it's a brown bird. And as I'm looking at the brown bird sitting there going, you just went through the storm with me, and you didn't even ruffle a feather. What the hell is here in there? You know, I'm acting like I got hit by the Himalayan giants of the world, you know, and you're sitting there like, oh, that was nothing.
Hanging out.
Yeah. And then the bird decides to take off, and when it took off, it had this light, almost Amazonian light, electric blue under the wing.
Whoa.
And it was laughter. So your gift to us, Kate, is that you're able to see the story. You're able to bring the energy up and bring it through laughter and bring it through who you are in laughter of what you're celebrating. So I think that's incredible magic.
Wonderful.
Does that answer anything?
yeah, and it reminds me of the lightening up,
mm-hmm.
the being light.
Yeah.
The fly.
Yeah.
You know, the feathers,
the
it's being lighter. And
yes.
We're talking about bird tribe people in the chat. I love my bird tribees also. Remember the bird tribe people?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. And you know that's changing. Birds are singing. Birds are changing. Birds are changing. If you look at birds,
yeah.
you'll see the change. It's amazing.
Mm.
So I think you've blended the East and the West here, Kate. You've got the sparrow and a little bit of the magic of the Amazon and a little bit of magic of the India, you know, that Asia. So you've got
all that. So tap into that in the work that you're doing and also your life. We're going to try to get through to everybody, so we've got to pick it up a little here. 352-317, you're on air.
Hi,
hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been enjoying it.
Oh, good. What's your first name?
My name's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome. Welcome. You're on air with Paulo and Michelle.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Thank you so much, Michelle and Paulo. Could you give me any insights as when you see ending coming to my situation with my former employer? I'm waiting on them to pay me the rest of the money they owe me.
That's going to change when you're ready. You're ready now, but I understand that. But you're also not ready. And because you're giving your former employer too much of your energy, too much of your power. You've got to sit back and see who you are in this situation and grab your power back. And when you're finished with that story, they'll be like a fly on your knee, and you can go, swish that fly away. Because it's not impeding you from anything. It's really, this is something I feel you're creating that you do, and I feel it comes back to your childhood that you want that acceptance and love. We're talking about acceptance, but acceptance is power, honey. And so grab your power, and that will change. You'll be ready.
Yeah. This year for sure, maybe the next 3 to 4 months, but it does show acceptance is power.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
It is power. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so not far off, Cindy, not far off. It'll happen.
Not far off. No. You're there. You're ready. Just do it. You'll do it.
All right.
I'm ready cuz I have
Yeah.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Hi, 404-309, you're on air. Hello.
Hi.
404-309.
Can you
hear me? Hi. Who?
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking with? Hi.
This is Juliet. Like Juliet.
Billiet.
Oh. Juliet. Like
Juliet. Oh,
yeah.
Juliet. Juliet. Like Julia.
Okay.
Juliet. Okay.
Oh, hi. I kind of have a question. I've been wanting to know if I'm in the right relationship or the right place in my life.
Okay.
Ha! Interesting how you put that. So obviously you don't feel that. You don't feel you're in the right. Am I right?
I want to be in the right place.
Well, that's what you're saying. If you're saying I want to be in the right place, you're not in the right place. And you see what I'm saying? Because if you were in the right, if you were in the right place, you wouldn't want it. You'd be there. You see? You see? So I'm seeing that
you are
in the right place. You're just not seeing that that's the right place right now. So I don't. You know, I'm not getting what this right place is. Whatever the right place is, it's not where you're at. That's what I know.
I'm kind of more talking about, like, the relationship side.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I feel, well, it's in any kind of a place in life. I feel that something is amiss in this. I think the relationship is can be good, but I think you need to kind of feel or change your perspective in this relationship to see that you maybe have some place to grow with this, some place to give with this, some place to put your heart in. If you don't feel that, then you're not right. You're not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
can you guys see if there's like anything blocking me from seeing that?
Well, I think you're blocking it.
You're blocking it. Yeah.
You're blocking
wherever
it,
you are.
That's
you're
the
in
thing.
The if you want something, you are in the right place for it. If you're wanting it,
yeah,
you're in the right place. So there
yeah
may be a belief or a perception of feeling, you know. But if something's on your plate or in your interest, then it is there. It has to do with our deservability. If what do we feel we deserve this? Right? The worth. That's what I feel you need to work on. But because I feel like I agree with Paulo. You're in the place for it because it's coming up in your mind. You know, and with relationship, I've done it all from, you know, like heal, don't be with somebody for many years and just do therapy and heal and still doesn't work. Jump right in, doesn't work or does work. Or you wait and it does work. You wait and heal. It just depends on you and where you're at and what you want. It's a consciousness. It's a switch, right? It's a switch.
It's a switch.
It can be that simple. It can be... Yes, it can be that simple, Juliet. It can be that simple.
Yes, yeah. It's attainable.
Can you see that?
It's attainable.
It's attainable. Can you see that?
Attainable.
Yeah.
The answer is within you, and all you have to do is access that. Each morning, you wake up. I would like you to do you know the child pose where you put your head to the ground and you have your, you know, you're folded like and your heart is, it becomes higher than your head?
Yeah.
Each morning do that because that will give
the
you
child
a new perspective
pose in yoga
about your life.
Yeah.
You're seeing it through your head and your head's kind of been in a rut. Your head's saying, oh, this isn't going anywhere, this isn't happening. You see your head saying that, but your heart is saying a different thing. And you're not listening to your heart. You're not listening to it. I really want you to concentrate what your heart says. Okay, for me?
Okay. Thank you.
Open up to the love around you. Open up to life around
you.
It's positive. We all want you to be your best because your best helps us to be our best.
Mm-hmm.
You see? We want to, you know,
if the gift is there, it's like having a gift. If the gift is there, go ahead and open it. Whether it's your desire and you're longing or wanting something, then it's the time. If you have love in your life or somebody is there for you, and you're thinking maybe this isn't the right time or I want to work, you know, I can't do this. No, yes, it is. It's there. It's a gift. You called in the gift. The God aspect of you called in the gift. It's do
right
you accept it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that help you?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
Woo! I love that. You got the fire now.
We blasted you.
All right.
Okay.
Hug that little light being that you've got next to you. Hug that little light being.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big hug.
You brought
keep
in an ancestor to protect you and bring you a button. That's your baby.
That's right. All right, sweetie. Take good care. Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
What a beautiful light. Oh, I'm going to tweet that. Tamara, love what you said. Your best helps us to be our best.
It does. It really does. Yeah. Was it Nelson Mandela said through, and it was paraphrased by Oprah, because I think she was interviewing him, and he said, if we were really aware of our power, we wouldn't be able to look at each other. The light would be too intense. That's really stayed with me. We're very powerful beings. And it's not about our head power. It's not about what this head is creating. It's about just our mana. You know, in Hawaii, I learned a lot of things in Hawaii because the Hawaiians stay very closely to their beliefs, to their heart. And they believe the expression of their heart is through their hands. That's why they row or they fish or they do anything is through the hands. That's their expression of their spirituality, of their acceptance to the planet, and it's all in service to the planet. it's such a lovely, harmonious alignment, you know?
Wow. Love that.
Yeah.
Tamara's saying sunglasses on. I see you. Such a bright light. I'm tweeting it. Let's get to 661-317. You're on air. Welcome to Awakenings. Hello.
Hi. Hello. My name is Misty.
Who's this?
And
hi, Misty.
Misty.
Welcome.
Hi.
Misty, hi.
I really know what direction my life is going in. I feel very empty.
Yes. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at no one knows, honey. We're all in this. We're all in this. Oh, that's wonderful. Enjoy that, because there are many times in our life where we do know, you know, and you got to embrace the times you don't. This is a time for you to get inside. Get inside there and see what it is that you're not getting for yourself.
Right.
You're such a giver. You give to everybody, but you don't give to yourself enough. I'll say that right now. You do not. You deny yourself joy. Honey, if I was there, I'd smack you with a balloon or something. You just don't. You got to do that. You got to go get yourself the favorite ice cream. Don't hold back. Criticize what you want in life. If you want it, if you want that desire, bring it in and manifest it, honey, because that supports what your soul, your heart wants for you. Everyone wants that. Everyone wants the acceptance. They want to be on the right path, all of that. Well, we are, honey. We just get all these bumps to say, we get a lot of signs saying, you're not here. Well, you just got to go, well, I'm not going to follow that sign. I am here. You know, that sign was obviously created in another dimension for somebody else. You know, it's all a magic tone ride. We're all in this magic tone ride. Let go of the steering wheel. The car's going to be driving themselves anyway. They're doing it already. So let it go. And believe
me, it's so
much
easier. Be in cruise control for a while.
Yes, it's so much easier. You're hard on yourself. Either that's daddy or mommy. I get both. They're very, very, very beautiful, loving beings, but where they're showing that, I don't know, you know? And it's not easy. We come from a place of not knowing, you see? They give us that gift.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea what you're doing. Oh, boy, is that phrase good. You know, they use that strongly, the ancestors. Well, because you don't. You know, you're lost.
Right.
But nobody tells you that lost is okay. No one, they don't come back with that one. Oh, being lost is really bad. You know, it's horrible. No, it's not. It's lost, okay? And that's fine because, hey, you know, later on you might have a direction, and then you're going to get that for a while, and you go, boy, I really enjoyed my lost time. What happened to that? You know, we're always going to do that. We're always going to have that place inside of, you know, that says, oh, we're off our path. What is it happening? Why isn't my life flowing like I think? Because all that information you're giving yourself weighs upon what you want to do with it. Sweep it away. Tell your brain, tell your head, it's a monkey brain. Say, go take a swim. Go sit on a limb. You know, my heart's going to speak now. I'm going to speak now, Misty. Come out of the mist. Come out of the mist. I want to see you. Come out. Come out and play.
Right.
Oh, boy, that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. Wholeheartedly, it's there. But, you know, it's like getting the loss and finding your way. When you're going through big passageways where you're having huge soul shifts, and I mean, it's not really the soul that's shifting. It's just more of the soul coming through into the personality. So the ego personality is shifting to awaken more to that, right? You will not know where you're going for a while, and that's where you're at. You're like getting a little bit of a shakeup. You know, the mist is clear, you know. So I grew just... Find just it's going to clear up. You're going to have clear direction. You're going to know more of where you're going. A little bit May, June, but I really feel like more if you can float along like a leaf in the river, you know, or maybe there's rapids too, but you're going to get more clarity, I would say, after the end of summer. Yeah, end of summer, September, October, it's going to be like a bell, and you're going to see things more lining up for you. But you're kind of in the wind tunnel. The leaves are blowing all over the place. There's a lot blowing around.
Right.
But you're on the right track. You're on the right path. It's just you're in the flux of the change. Does that make sense?
Right. No, it totally makes sense.
Yeah. You're in the shake. You're in the salt. You're in the shaker. And the shaker hasn't been put down yet. All right, Missy, good to hear from you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day. I love that.
Shake.
Oh, we got 702-917. You're on air. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you guys took my call.
Hello?
Hello? I was like,
okay.
Low-key.
Okay.
I was like, low-key, like, was talking to my universe. I'm sorry?
Okay. What's your first name?
Marielle.
Marielle.
Hello, Marielle. And also, we've got lots of people on air. Please press 1. We're going to try to pick up the pace. But when you're in divine time, channeling, flowing, whatever.
You're a dancer. You need to be a dancer. You need to dance.
Oh, thank you. I have a question, actually. I was wondering if you guys can channel my spirit guides and just to see what they have, like my message or anything like that.
Oh,
and what's your question? Oh, you
want to
see if they have a message for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a place for your spirit guide to land, and we'll see what he says, or she, or he, whatever.
She's actually, supposedly she's from Hawaii, too.
Oh, okay.
So,
hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I hear breakthroughs. I hear breakthrough. You need to break through your head ideas. Your ideas of what you're facing now, break through it. You know, it has, you know, the very, very, very strong elder in Hawaii.
What's Marielle? Can you just mute yourself for a second while he's talking, or don't move around, or you're out. There we go. Because it's
okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, break through. I see like the warrior has you fight. It's time to lay down those fighting instruments and break through with love. Break through with who you are and break through with dance and expression. Break through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing that your elders and your spirit guide is saying. It always points you to these little windows, and you're so engrossed in your situation. Your head is telling you, oh, you're trapped in this situation. Not true. That's an illusion. Breakthrough. That's what I'm hearing. And that'll be happening probably in the end of spring. Your world is about to just change because your perception will change.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Wow. Very powerful breakthrough.
Yeah. You have strong ancestors.
You know, the other thing that I hear is yes, and be okay to be in other areas, travel around or move around. Don't be in one location. You need to explore more. And it's risk of just being in new places and around different people. That's going to be feeding your soul. So roam around a bit. That's what they're saying. They want more soul food. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
Marielle,
that resonates a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, get out. You're welcome,
honey. Much peace. You're welcome.
Big hug.
Yeah.
208-965, you're on air. Hello.
Hey, this is Alyssa. How are you? Hi, Alyssa? Yep.
Hi, Alyssa. Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Welcome. You're welcome. What's your question?
Well, I am curious if you see a relationship forming between me and Zach, please.
Zach? Did you say Zach?
Wow.
Oh, Zach. Oh, honey, you got good taste.
Finally, right?
He's quite a chef. she's quite a challenge. She's quite a challenge. I like that. I like that. And he trips most of your buttons, But you know, you can see a lot about Zach. And whether how long this will go, I do see possible that can happen, but I don't know. You have to ask yourself, is Zach the one?
Then go for it if it's the one.
If it is, jump.
You know, somebody told me, a teacher told me years ago, love doesn't choose. You don't choose love. Love chooses. You just don't. If you really love somebody, just.
Yeah.
I can tell you, put it out there. Risk being. Think of it. You know what I say? What is it going to matter in 6 months? What is it going to matter in a year, 5 years? What is it going to matter in 10 years? What is it going to matter on your deathbed if you didn't go for it? So
exactly.
I feel for you, it's about opening. It's about going more for what you want and opening. And have you been back and forth in this? It feels like there's some back and forth. Maybe it's the last relationship, but there seems to be a little bit of back and forth, which can be okay. Everybody's got their little dance. Sometimes it's a salsa or merengue, and sometimes it's a cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha, you know. Back, backwards, cha-cha-cha, to the side,
exactly.
Cha-cha-cha. Yeah.
The back and forth is actually more on his part. It's like we got close, and then he pulled away.
Yeah,
and then he did it again, and I'm like, freaking A, dude. Are you, like, here or are you there?
Now, do you have that conversation?
No, that's his dance.
Do you tell him? You know, you got to tell him, hey, what is this? What is the dance here? I'll polish my shoes if I'm supposed to do a waltz, or I'll get out my great sandals if we do a cha-cha. You got to know what dance he's playing, so ask him. Ask him.
Tell him.
What's going on, Zach? He'll tell you. He tells you by his movements. So I just feel that he's a challenge. And I think, I know, I feel you like the challenge. I do think that that's part of the, liking him, wanting him, is that challenge. I don't see you with a simplistic kind of a relationship, somebody that will just adhere to every thought. What a bore, you know? So he's got all his kind of his life in order in a way, but his relationship and how to deal with people, I think that both of you could learn something from that. So look to see what he's sharing, look to see what you're allowing yourself to share with him, and see if that is worth doing, you know, worth having your heart in there, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, because you want it. It's just everybody has a mating dance or mating call. It's not. Sometimes it's stepping on each other's feet. Sometimes it's backing off, cutting off. I got ghosted.
ghosting.
It's going to work out. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, but because it bumps up against our wounding and the people that are backing up, that doesn't mean they necessarily don't care. But you got to feel that. I like what Paul is saying. You got to feel it out. But I feel that. I feel it's his mating. It's his dance. It's what he. It's how he does his. That's how he does his mating call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I didn't know that. I thought it was because he was having issues dealing with his last relationship didn't end well.
Yeah, but that's what you're seeing.
That's your stuff. Yeah, but also that's part of the dance. When you dance, it's like when you have, let's say you pull a muscle, but you go out dancing, you're going to dance a little differently than the person that doesn't have a muscle pulled. And the person that has high heels on is going to dance differently than the person in flats or pennies, right? The person that's in, you know, so platform shoes, you know, or the person that's got shorts on is going to dance different than the person that has a ball gown. So we all have our own dance. And it has to do with where we came from. You could call it issues. You could call it freaking out, a commitment phobic, whatever. But if enough of the dancing keeps happening and you're in the dance, you're going to go somewhere. You're going to dance across the floor at some point.
Yeah.
So it's not you. It's not you.
Right.
But I agree with Paulo. It's how you're responding to it.
Right.
You know,
okay.
If you're dancing with your partner and all of a sudden he breaks out and does, you know, break dancing and you don't know how to do that, you could either watch and enjoy it and go, wow, or you could keep doing your steps, or you could try to break dance too.
Right.
You know, or you could, you know what I'm saying? So you have to decide what you do with it. But I think if you really care for this person, it's worth it. You're going to learn something.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in and sharing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well,
a lot of other people needed to hear. You too. Take care.
Oh, gosh, Michelle. That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Oh, I'm learning.
That. I love that. Oh, boy. I just love that. That was fabulous. The dance. You know, dance is such a metaphor. I love it. I just love it.
Yes,
it's a fabulous
right?
metaphor. It is, yeah.
And it's so true because we don't always dance exactly the same. And
practically never.
But your partner wants to spin you around a bunch and you don't feel like being spun around,
yeah, right,
you know.
Right.
And I remember when I used to dance and go to clubs and I'm like, the guy's like throwing you like a rag doll. And sometimes that's fun, but then sometimes you're like, you know, wait a minute. Just can we, woo, try that. You be spun around and they dip you backward. One time a guy dropped me, actually. I was like, no, I can tell you don't know what you're doing. And boom, and I was like, I told you I could tell you didn't know what you were doing. I was like.
But you did it.
Like, oh,
you did it. You should watch.
Yeah, I got it.
Watch on YouTube the swing dancers, you know, because it's a lot of the male turning the woman. But I've been watching lately, and these women, they just know how to turn it back. So it's like tits
and
tats. Yeah. The male will do something and the woman will do something, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's just really cool, very cool. So even dancing is shifting. We're all shifting, aren't we? We're just all shifting.
Yes. Okay, we're shifting here. Shift happens. 630-487. Did I talk to you? 630-487, you're on air. Hello.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Dion.
Hello. Hi, Ian. Welcome. Welcome to
the show. I'm enjoying listening to your show.
Oh,
my question?
Yeah. Oh, call it, whatever.
My question's been the same for a while. Nobody can tell me where my housing situation's going.
Where your housing situation's going. Are you in a mobile home? Does it go somewhere?
It would be easier if I was in a mobile home, to be honest. No, I inherited a home, but the paperwork is stuck in probate court.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime.
Okay. You got to look at this as you stepped into a bunch of goo-goo. You stepped you inherited a bunch of a gunk.
And yeah,
you got to look at it as the clearing of the gunk time. You got to look at it. Is this house, not that when you're ready for the house, but is this house ready for you? Okay, so this house is going through a lot of what we call fasting and clearing and cleansing, before you can get into it. So just allow this time to let the house do what it needs to do. I feel by the end of this year it'll be straightened out. Also, whoever you're listening to who has a negotiation in this, they need to get a heads up. They're nearly not right on it right now. And that's going to shift over. You know, they all do the pass the hat in the corporate judicial world.
Probator. Judicial,
hat changes. Yeah, that hat changes a lot. Let the hats change. You need a full cycle of those hats changing. And that usually takes about a good 2 to 3 months or more. So I figure at the end of this year, I think things will be straight and you'll know what your relationship with the house is and when you can enter it.
Okay, and that's fine. But in the meantime, then I'm running around trying to find places that are like month to month. And it's really stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
I understand.
It is a stressful.
Yeah. And that's part of it. So you need to really kind of come up with something that is accepting of that. But it's okay to be. It's stressful. It's all hard right now. But guess what? If it's sweet at the end, you're going to laugh at it at the end of it. You're going to, that was a real hell of a time. But that's what it was. And so, honey, you know, we just got to go through it. So, I mean, I'm telling you in a way, accept where you're at, know that things are shifting, and work with what you have and try to be in a good acceptance of that as much as you can, even though it's a bitch. I'm sorry, you know, excuse my language, but it is, you know. Housing is very important to you, and more so because this connection has been severed. Okay, so don't look like it. Don't see the severed part of it. See that it's just not in your vision right now. Let that go and know that you are connected and going to have a place to live. So you begin, and every breath you take, you move toward entering your house. You see?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't be the victim.
How many?
Be powerful. Don't be the victim in this. Be powerful and act.
Yeah.
Do things to go.
Yeah.
To bring
you
back
just have
your,
to be.
Your,
yeah. It's going to happen, but it's just the timing. And yes, it's going to be an adjustment, but that's part of it. That's what's, you know, going on. We're going to scoot. All right, Eon, you keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hang in there.
Right.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
You get the house. It's just a little longer. Hi, 704-863. You're on air. I think we have time for a couple more if you're waiting.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So
Hi.
Glad to be here and talking with you.
Okay.
So I guess with the full moon
name.
Coming. Oh, my name's Caitlin.
What's your first name?
It's hey, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Welcome.
Hey. Caitlin.
Yes.
Caitlin. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So with the full moon coming up in the next day or two, I think it's Friday. I'm just trying to figure out what I need to kind of be releasing or working on around this time. I feel like there's some blockages, and yeah, I just wanted to kind of get.
Well, okay. You have a lot of information there, Caitlin, about this already. So I suggest. Yes.
I know. I'm just
before
like a little bit
moon,
lost.
Before the full moon, dump your information. Just empty all your information about all that, you know,
okay.
That your blockages, your just forget all that stuff right now and go into this full moon of in an acceptance pose, you know, just open your arms to the full moon and say, Mother, I love you. You love me. This is my lunar beauty. I am a woman. And I celebrate my power in being a woman. Do that. Do that as your celebration of mother as the moon.
Yeah.
Because
that sounds very powerful.
That's who talks to you. It doesn't. We don't want to hear your blockages. No. Everybody has blockages, honey. Even sinks. You know, sinks have blockages. Okay. Big deal.
Yeah.
So put down some Coca-Cola. It's better than a Roto-Rooter. You know, so
right.
Celebrate your womanhood this full moon. I mean, celebrate it. You know?
All right.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's powerful just in itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can share.
Caitlin,
oh
thanks
my
for calling
gosh.
In.
Yes.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Yeah. You too.
You too.
Thank
you. We've
you.
Got a private, let's see, private caller 111. Is this Queen?
Oh.
Who is this?
Hi, Michelle. This is Frank again.
Oh, it's Frank. Hey, Frank. Welcome. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Paul mentioned some keywords that I said I had to call in. He mentioned Aquarius. He mentioned Midheaven. He mentioned Wounded Healer. And I have some major transits these next 2 years. I have my Chiron return now with Aries.
Where's Chiron for you? What house is
It's in the 11th house.
Where's your Chiron?
In the 11th
Ooh.
House.
Ooh.
And,
wonderful.
In 2020, I also have Jupiter is going to be joining Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, which is where my chart ruler Mercury is in the 11th house. So I'm going to have those.
Oh, so you're going to have Saturn planets. Return there.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
It's not a Saturn return. It's a Saturn transit.
Oh, the transit. Oh, you just got the transit you're doing. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have Mercury there.
And that's
in
the 11th?
No, that's in the 8th house. So I have a,
okay.
I currently have Pluto and Saturn there, but then Jupiter is going to be joining them, which is going to affect my...
Okay, do you understand what Pluto affects all of us? It's generational, you know, right? So,
right.
So your Pluto and your Jupiter are hanging out. They're like at a bar, okay? And what they want to do is they want to seduce or include and accept Gemini. They're saying calling in Gemini. So I believe that this kind of is going to bring you into a time of let's hear your words about life. Let's hear your story. I believe that that's coming up. I think it's all coming in a conclusion for you to express yourself. And I would like to see a column by you, maybe an astrological column by you, mm-hmm. something that gives me your information, your sharing of, into our mix, into this big recipe of life. It's time for you to access that and have that knowledge that you've been inheriting through your generations of who you are and bring it here. Bring it to us. We want to know.
Okay. Mm,
I'm not an astrologer, mm-hmm. but the other issue.
You don't have to be. I'm not telling you to be. I'm telling you to express yourself.
Okay. The other major transit is the Uranus moving into Taurus. That's going to be going over my natal Saturn and Moon, which are in the 12th house, and they actually it's going to mm-hmm. be opposing the Uranus transit is going to be opposing my Jupiter in Scorpio in the 6th house. So which is in Scorpio.
Well, yeah, a couple things there. You're going to be working on your routine and changing that and updating and also look at how you eat. Do the foods, does your routine, that sixth house, does the foods you eat, are they serving you? Are they good? You know, so there could be dietary changes. Also, where Jupiter's at, yes, it's the beneficent, but it also expands whatever is there. And I feel for you, it's a lot working with the subconscious, maybe dreams, hypnotherapy, maybe stream of consciousness writing, see what's in, like Paulo was saying, I agree, especially with the Aquarius midheaven and all that going on with your Chiron return, that's where the healing is. That's the house of hopes, dreams, wishes. It's your soul tribe. It's attracting more from your group. It's focusing on your ideals and what do you want to do and how can you integrate that more in your life in your own way? Because Aquarius, obviously, it can be the conformist, but it also can be the rebel or, Frank Sinatra, I do it my way. So I do feel you're about to download information. It may not be being an astrologer, but it's like, what's your take on things? What do you see? What's your path? What are you learning? What's your wisdom? And how can you get that more out there? Okay, how can you and integrate? You need to integrate it more in your life, Frank. That's part of it. It's like, it's not to separate it out as like a pastime. It's like really living it. And also expressing it in some form of groups. It has to do with groups and connecting with more like-minded individuals. So it's playing on you, and there's some transformation there with Pluto, and there's some structure, you know, with Saturn. Of course, Saturn is also co-ruler of Aquarius. People forget that. It's not just Uranus. It's not just breaking things up. But it's also how do you put them back together in a way that more suits you. So I hope that gives you some insight, Frank. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're so welcome. Oh, my God, we're like 129. Full moon this Friday, March 2nd. I believe it's in Virgo. It is in Virgo. So be open and spiritual discernment. But
yeah.
You might want to be putting some of your lunations into your routine, making sure that you're bringing your spirituality in your everyday living, not just, listen, just the show. But Spirit Informed, great show. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone. You too, everyone in the chat. Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Tamara, thank you so much,
you.
Michelle and Paulo.
Thank you.
Great sharing. Yeah. Really appreciate being here today with you all. Me too. We're so lucky to have Paulo back with us. It's been great.
I'm lucky to be able to play here. I love it. Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
We'll have him on sooner. Again, won't take so long. Let's see. Okay, so to get in touch with you, Paulo, you can go to ancientbling.com, right?
Yes.
Ancientbling.com.
Yes. Or email me.
Also
at
has a shop at Etsy.
At gmail.com, yeah. Uh-huh.
Or
Paulo, and I also have
Dioro
Etsy,
at gmail.com.
Place. Yeah. I have an Etsy shop, so you can go on Etsy and look at all my little crazy machinations, things I manifested.
Oh, good.
And played it.
So
yeah.
On the Etsy shop, it's Ancient Bling also. Ancient Bling
it's
on
also
Etsy.
Ancient
got some
Bling.
Amazing
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, amazing, amazing stuff. If you've been listening and you, we had a lot of callers, and, you know, people say, oh, you don't answer everybody's call. Well, we kind of, you know, get out there. You can't.
Yeah.
Watch the clock sometimes. Sometimes a little longer with one, a little less. You know, it's not a perfect science. It's psychic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tamara, for putting it in the chat. Ancientbling.com. Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right,
thank
everyone.
You.
Yeah, thank you, Tamara. Make it a great day. Lots of love and light. Always great to connect with everyone here. Paulo, as always, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Giving us your wisdom and your laughter, you know. That's
thank you, sweetie.
The Buddha
thank
laughter.
You.
The Buddha laughter.
Yeah.
Ancient Buddha.
Ancient Bling. That's what I am. Ancient Bling. Yes.
Love it. Ancientbling.com and then also on Etsy, also Ancient Bling on Etsy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, everyone.
Thanks for
thank
making
you
it
for
a great
being
time.
Here.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, and until next time, thank you.
Yes.
Continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake. Or not. Up to you.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.